Chapter 19, How to Take Your Relationship to the Next Level. So you may be thinking, okay, Mel, that was awesome. But Mel, what do I do if they're giving me the attention I deserve? And I know they like me because they've told me, and more importantly, they're acting in all the right ways. They're showing it to me, except for the most important one. They just don't want to commit to me. What do I do? Well, this is really common, and it can show up in a number of ways. Maybe they don't want to put a label on it, or be exclusive, or say that they're officially in a relationship with you. Maybe they don't want to introduce you to their parents, or move in together, or get engaged, or get married. There's some really interesting research around this. And so I want to unpack this with you, because first, you have to ask yourself this question. Is this a pattern of mine to chase people who won't commit? Or is this just an issue with this one person, and this has never really happened to me before, and I'm just like kind of confused by what to do about it? And I'm going to tackle these two scenarios separately because they are very different issues. So let's talk about the first one. If you're always picking the wrong person, if you're always finding yourself trying to date a person who's unavailable, who's a train wreck, who has a tremendous number of issues, and who can't commit, chances are, based on the research, this is not as coincidental as you may think. You're probably attracted to people who you think you can change or win over, or who are unavailable because they're already with somebody, or they're just emotionally unavailable. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that are going to help you reflect on your own history and relationships, and it's important to be just brutally honest with yourself here. Because these questions are going to reveal whether or not there's a pattern here, or if this is an isolated incident. So, do you tend to date people, and then it gets to a certain stage, and it just doesn't get to the next stage because they won't commit? Are you always the girlfriend before they meet their wife? Are you dating people that you don't really trust? Or people who are jealous and really controlling of you? Or do you keep on sleeping with people, hoping it turns into something? Or falling for people who have serious struggles, and then you feel like it's your job to fix or rescue them? Or what about people who cheat on you, or that you meet by cheating? And here's a really big indication that this is a pattern. When your relationship ultimately blows up, do you always tell your friends and family that your ex is the crazy one, but you didn't do anything wrong? If any of these things ring true, it's time for honesty. Because you love the chase, or you love a project, or you think loving someone means it's your job to fix them. This is a pattern, and it's a problem. The relationship is largely happening as a fantasy in your own mind because you live in the potential of what could be and not in the reality of what is. And this pattern in your life is going to keep on repeating unless you recognize it and you do the work to break it. Research shows that people subconsciously pick the same kind of person to chase time and time again, and this is all based on previous relationships and your childhood experiences. There's even a study from the University of Alberta that shows that after the initial honeymoon phase, a new relationship tends to follow the exact same dynamic and patterns of your old relationships. The 8-year study showed that people tend to repeat patterns. They bring the same dynamics to new experiences, and they avoid addressing their own issues, which, in turn, creates the exact same broken relationship dynamics over and over and over again. If you're honest enough to admit that this is true for you, you really should go talk to a therapist about your past and get to the root of the issues that you're dealing with, because they're not going to be solved by being in a relationship with someone else. In fact, if you chase another relationship, you will just keep chasing healthy love away. In fact, another relationship right now is going to make the problem worse. You need to be single. I'm going to say that to you again. You need to be single. If you truly want to fix this, if you deeply desire healthy, loving relationships with somebody who's able to commit to you and support you and love you, the kind of relationship you've always dreamed about, you have to be willing to be single for the next year and focus on figuring out how to be happy by yourself and to heal these patterns. And I'm sure you're thinking, but Mel, I don't want to be single. And I don't want to think that this is that much of a problem. I've just met the wrong people. It's not me. It's them. I just need to pick someone different. Nope. Not according to the research. The problem's you. And you know what I just realized as I was saying this to you? You're going to think you're the exception to this research. Remember the whole section where we talked about the fact that you can't change another person, that people only change when they feel like it? And you met Dr. Sherritt from MIT, and she taught you why you can't get other people to change? Well, one of the reasons is because everyone thinks they're the exception. That's why they think none of the warnings or ultimatums actually apply to them. And I guarantee you, if you had this epiphany where you're like, oh my gosh, I think Mel's right. I think I have a pattern. This is true. And then you immediately was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be single. I just got to pick a different person. That's what I'm talking about. If you have a pattern truly of chasing love, but never getting to a healthy commitment, you're not the exception. You are the problem. And the biggest challenge you're going to have is recognizing your own denial that this is in fact a pattern. You keep picking people that can't commit to you for whatever reason. You need to fix this. And that being in another relationship, it actually keeps you from fixing this problem. And I want to tell you something. You deserve an incredible love story, but you're not going to create it until you figure out the root cause of why you keep choosing people who are not healthy or who won't commit to you. And I truly say this to you with love and with urgency, because I want that for you and you're capable of creating it. But first, you got to do some work on yourself. In fact, we all do. All right, now let's talk about using the let them theory in the other situation. And that's the situation where you're seeing someone and you're in a relationship and you want to take it to the next level, but you're not sure where the other person stands or even how to broach the topic of a bigger commitment without losing your power or freaking out or sounding weird. Let's talk about how you have the commitment conversation. Because there's going to come a time in your relationship where you may wonder, where is this going? Are we even on the same page about what we want? And the second you start to feel that way, it's time for you to have a conversation. Never feel bad about asking for what you deserve. Never hint about something as important as a commitment. Being able to have honest conversations, that's the foundation of a loving and healthy relationship. So try not to fear this, because I want you to embrace it. If the relationship is meant to be, this conversation is going to make it stronger. A real conversation only destroys something that's fake, and I want you to put your trust in that truth. And the way that you're going to frame the conversation comes from a good friend of mine, Matthew Hussey. He's a New York Times bestselling author who has been helping people for more than 17 years to feel more confident and in control of their relationships. His YouTube channel is number one in the world for love advice and has over 500 million views. And as I was researching this book, I spoke to Matthew about the mistakes that people make when they get to this point in a relationship and they really want to take it to the next level. And he told me a really poignant personal story. He said that when he met his wife, Audrey, he had been dating a bunch of people and he and Audrey were living in different cities and it was just really casual. And he admitted to me while Audrey was sitting right next to us that he was stringing her along. That is, until she sat him down and had a conversation that was structured in a very particular way. And it caught him completely off guard. She didn't make him feel bad. She didn't go on and on about how much she liked him or that she was falling for him. In fact, she didn't talk about him at all. She focused on the value of her time and what she was looking for. And as Matthew told me the story, he said the number one mistake that people make when they're trying to take something to the next level is focusing on the other person, rather than focusing on the value of your time and what you want in life. And when Audrey sat down and focused on what she was looking for, it worked, because he stopped dating everyone else and immediately committed to Audrey. And now they're married and they're partners in business together. And so he and Audrey walked me step by step through what he learned from the experience and how he now teaches this technique and the way you can frame this conversation too. So here's what you're going to do. This is very similar to the ABC loop in that I don't want you to have this conversation at a bar or on the phone or when you're short on time. Don't even consider having this over text. And it's important not to walk into this with any expectation that the person is going to be wanting the same thing that you do. The reason to have it is you're seeking clarification because you've gotten to a point where you know that if this isn't going anywhere, it's no longer worth your time. And this isn't about getting the answer you want. It's about getting the truth about where you stand. And I don't want you to think of this as a particularly emotional conversation. There's really nothing to be nervous about. It's just about the facts of what's worth your time and what's not. And this is what Matthew and Audrey recommended, but just make it your own. You could sit down with the person and just say something like this. You know, I want to talk to you because I really loved spending time with you. And I just know myself and I'm really looking for a commitment. And I wanted to talk to you because I want to see if we both have the same vision for where this is going. I deeply value my time and my energy, and I don't want to put time and energy into spending time with someone if it's not going to go to the next level. And I've reached that point with you. And it's been so fun. I love spending time with you, but I only want to invest more time and energy if we're going to go to the next level. And if you don't see the same thing, this has been great. But I just know myself and I need to choose to invest the time that I have with people who want the same things that I want. Mic drop. I wish I had known that when I was dating. You know what strikes me about Matthew and Audrey's approach? Do you notice how matter-of-fact it was? As you read it, don't you respect the person who's saying that? That they value their time and energy? Did you also notice? Very complimentary of the person that they'd been seeing. There's no guilt trip, no accusations, no sob story, no you've been stringing me along. Just two adults having fun. And now one of them is being very mature and clear about what they want in life. Don't you respect that? I sure do. Don't you want to be with somebody who is so badass that they value their time this much and they actually mean it? And did you notice? Zero expectation. The door is wide open for the other person to say no. And this is the hard part. Because sometimes the people you choose aren't going to choose you back. And yep, it's going to suck. And you're going to feel demoralized. And you're probably going to question if this was the right thing to do. But it was the right thing to do. And you're going to be okay. And here's the thing, even if they say no, you still get to choose what you do after. If they tell you, I'm not ready to move in together, or I don't want to be boyfriend and girlfriend, or I don't want to do long distance, or get married, or ever have kids, or I'm not moving back to your hometown. They've given you everything that they have to give you, and this is it. Let them. As my friend and best-selling author, Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts likes to say, are these the table scraps that you're willing to accept, or are you looking for a five-star meal? If you choose to stay in this after they've told you they don't want the same things you want, that's on you. If you stay in something after they won't commit to you, the next phone call should be to your therapist because clearly there's something deeper going on. And as your friend, I'm going to ask you, why do you want to be with somebody who won't commit to you? Why do you want to be with someone that doesn't want the same things that you want? Yes, you're right. It can be terrifying to be alone. And it's deflating and defeating to know that another 6 months just went by. And yeah, it's tempting to take the table scraps rather than opening yourself up to dating again. And in these moments, it is so easy to tell yourself that you're never going to find love. You may think you'll never find someone as smart and funny and attractive and complimentary or as good in bed as this person, but you're wrong. It's not true. Do not accept the table scraps. Be brave. Saying no to the wrong situations is how you find the right person for you. Let them reveal who they are and where you stand. Then focus on the second part of the let them theory. Let me end a relationship with someone who won't commit. Let me trust that this is just another step in the direction of choosing the love I deserve. Let me stop chasing the potential of this and see the reality. Let me believe that I just took one step closer to meeting the right person. Let me take my power back because the love of my life is right around the corner.